Shelley Fraser-Mickle has a remembering for us today about one of the byproducts of summer for children, boredom.
This is National Avoid Boredom Week. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up in the 50s in a tiny cotton town in Arkansas, we didn't avoid boredom. We just sank all the way through it and slouched around on the other side. My summer months were frequently filled with my saying, "I don't know what to do, I'm so bored I could spit." And my mother would always say back, "Well, just spit then." On more than one occasion, this led me and my friends, who were also bored out of their minds, to go into the alley behind our house where the dust on the side of the road was at least 5 inches deep and spit into it. The rule was that the one who could spit the farthest and make the deepest hole was the winner. There was no prize. One of us was just crowned king spitter for a day. In a little cotton town in Arkansas, there was never much to do. There was frog gigging and lightning bug catching. And when we were older, there was driving up and down Main Street to let other bored people look at you. I remember the summer we collected thrown away bottles in the weeds in the alley and made a contraption to distill water. We also made an airplane in Calvin Muldoon's garage that we hoped would fly, but knew all along that it wouldn't. Yet through the whole month of July, we sat there every afternoon and drank root beer floats and read comic books. When I was 9, I found a carpenter's leveling tool. You know, one of those boards that has a clear tube in it filled with some kind of liquid with a bubble in it. And whenever the leveler is put on something and the bubble gets in the middle of the tube, then you know that whatever you are getting ready to nail down is level and you can go ahead and drive in the nails. I cut the bubble part down into something I could hold in the palm of my hand and then went around town putting it on the top of people's heads. If the bubble stayed in the middle, I told them they were level-headed. If the bubble went off a little to one side, well, I told them that too. Bertrand Russell, the British philosopher, said that boredom is a vital problem for the moralist, since at least half the sins of mankind are caused by the fear of it. And Walter Benjamin, a German philosopher, said that boredom is the dream bird that hatches the egg of experience. Well, throughout my childhood, I collected a lot of eggs that now I can just sit back and crack open as memories.